Good morning, Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Samech Dalet. We're starting at the bottom of Samech Gimel. So we're at the two dots. We're about 12 lines up. Amar Rav Nachman. Klala de Rebita. You all got it? Right. So the first word of the line was Da'ate. Amar Rav Nachman, Klala de Rebita. So this is a klal for Rebit. They dedicate the Shir and Shabbat to Red Island as well, the Chayalim and the Ptsuim, Refuah Shleima, and Chatufim mention Matan Shachar Ben Enat, Kevin also mentioned, wrote his name down, Hirsch Ben Beryl Chana, whatever. Right. So the Amar of Nachman, Klal de Rebita, he says, Kol agar natar le asu. This is the klal, right? Agar natar. It's a term which we've got to become familiar with. Agar natar. Natar means shmira. Okay? Natar in Aramaic is lishmor. And agar is a... is
like
a
monitor. I think the word monitor.
Oh, okay, maybe. That sounds similar. Like
a right. Natur in the hospital is when you monitor people.
Okay. So natar is shmira, and agar is like an agra, right? Like a fee you pay, like a levy. So a levy for guarding. That's essentially what it is. When you're paying somebody, right, they give you money, and you're paying them to keep the money. So basically, it's a charge for the money. So agar natar le asu. That's what Rav Nachman says. Klalet revita. Agar Natar. I'm Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman once, he says another thing. He says, Hi, Minder Yaev Zuzel Akira. A person who gave money to buy Akira is wax. Shava, Rashi Zaviya Shava. Look at the Rashi at the bottom, the fourth last line of Rashi, Lakira, Mocher Shava. So a guy who sells wax. Minder Yaev Zuzel Akira. Vekaz Le Dalet Dalet. Now, normally the price is, Rashi says, Dalet Dalet. Chalot shava bezuza. So normally you buy when you buy wax, you buy them like cakes of like a batch or whatever, like a brick. But calls it a chalot of wax. So normally the price is 4 cakes for a zuz. V'amalei yahib nerach chamesh chamesh. And he says to you, I'll give you 5. I'll give you 5. In other words, he gives you a 25% discount. Instead of 4, he gives you 5. So now, Rav Nachman says simply, if he's got the wax there, so it's okay to pay him in advance and get the 5 later on, because he's giving you a discount. Late, he hasn't got the wax, asu. Now, you giving him money now, when he hasn't got the wax, he's going to give you wax at a later stage, it's essentially paying you interest. If you had the wax in your shop, so fine, you can go and take the wax. It could be a sale. The guy's allowed to give you a discount, not discount stuff. But if he hasn't got the wax, then why is he giving you that extra cake of wax? Extra cake of wax is basically agar natar. He's paying you interest for the fact that that he's keeping your money in advance. That would be interest. Late Nugabasu. So Gemara says, Nupshita? What's a chiddush? We learned before. If a person, we've already seen hundreds of times in this parak already. That itnu shari, latnu asu. If he's got it, you're allowed it. If there's a market price, you can establish the market price. You can give him the money. Even though he hasn't got the goods, that's not ribbit. See, if he hasn't got the goods, it's called ribbit. Even then, we said sometimes, if he hasn't got the goods, maybe he can go and buy them from the guy next door. Also, might be okay. So, what's the problem? What's the chidush? Ditlei ashray b'mata. This guy's got credit in town, right? That you think, in theory, the fact that he's got credit. Does it need your money to go and buy the wax? If he's got credit, he can go and buy the wax from it. Remember, he makes the cakes. He could go to the source, the B man, and get the wax. He doesn't need your money. So therefore, it's if he's got it. Right? So my detamer, Kevan de Itle Ashray Bemata, Kaachi Avo Beniu, Achi Imtsap Mafteach Dami. Achi Mafteach Dami. So I was 100% well this morning, as you couldn't, yeah. So we might have thought, we've seen at the very beginning of the parak that we said that Saya Basaya, right? If I lend you a packet of flour and I've got the flour at home, just I'm locked out of my house. Or my son's got the keys to the storeroom and he's coming out of town. So when things are basically easily accessible, that's not called I haven't got it. That's called I've got it. So yeah, the guy's got credit with a wax supply. You might think, okay, so what's it? He's not really using your money. He can get that wax without your money, and therefore, if he's got it, no, it's not the same. Why? Because it's mechusha gavaina. It seems for me, the way I understand the pshat is, that he can go and get the wax, but he's still got to make the cakes. And therefore, he hasn't really got the goods. Because otherwise, what's the mechusha gavaina over here? Now, there's no Rashi over here. Unless you've got a note, somebody got over. I think that seems to me be the pshat. The pshat is that he makes the thing. What's that again?
I'm saying this makes it sound like it says it lacks collection. I mean, if he doesn't have it physically with him, even though he is, you talked about creditors, but it means his suppliers. He's already ordered the wax from these other suppliers. They're ready to, you know, it's ready to deliver it, whatever, but it's not physically with him, then he doesn't have it.
But I tell you what, I'm adding an extra level of the, that he's got to make him into cakes. Because we've seen before that if there, a person could go and buy it somewhere else in the market, then it was also because like he had it. So why the fact that it's not in his storeroom, the fact that it's not in his storeroom, I don't think is a good enough reason.
You know, Yeshlo.
Yeshlo, so look here.
It's not Rebbe. Yeshlo means Yeshlo.
Right, but Yeshlo means Yeshlo, but we also saw,
we said Yatsa Sha'ar, I think that was the market.
Right, once there was a market price, so then you could fix it. Why? Because once there was a market price, he could go and buy it and get it for you. So as if he had it. So the Mechusa Govaina over here seems to be with a stira. So that's why Rashi says over here, this is the guy, but that this Kira is this guy who sells the wax, and he says, Chalot, Chalot. I don't know, I thought maybe there's like an extra level over here that okay, but maybe, all right, maybe, I don't
know. Maybe Rav Nachman's
more machmir. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe Rav Nachman's more machmir. Maybe Rav Nachman's more machmir. Okay. Another one, but I'm Rav Nachman, another halacha of Rav Nachman. And these seem to be halachas lemaaseh over here, right? You look, there's Khaled de Rabbi Ravita, there's a Zion over there, then High Mind, he has Zakira, there's a Chet over there. All these ones, the Itla Shraiba Mata, if he's got credit in town, this all seems to be halacha lemaaseh. Another loch of Amrav Nachman. Hi, mind the Ozi Pshita Mechavre. Right, whatever you buy, a guy lends, borrows money from a friend. Va'ashkach bait tufaina. And he sees there's a little bit more money in the pack than he actually expected to get. You look at Rashi, the second last line of Rashi at the end. Va'ashkach tufaina. Zeshe kibel amad. The guy got the money. Matzah ben yoter mi masha amar lo chavero. He said, Fezi, I'm lending you 5,000 shekels and he gave me a bunch of coins. Right? And now he counts the packet, sits there the whole morning and he counts. And after he finished counting the whole morning, he sees over there that there's 5,000 and a few coins.
Is it his partner?
That's to his partner, right? So 5,000 and a few coins, right? But Ashkach bait tufaina, ibichdei shehadat to'ah. If it's enough, if the amount that's there, the excess, is where it could have been a mistake, it was a legitimate mistake. Look at Rashi, the way Rashi explains Sha'da'at To'ah. In the very last lines of Rashi, Ibichdei Sha'da'at To'ah, De'ikere Meimar Ta'ah HaMabu V'cheshbon. It's possible that he made a mistake in the cheshbon, V'lo Yada'a Bahen, and he never picked it up. He wouldn't have known it. Chayav Zelach Ziralo. We'll see in the moment, we turn over the Amud, how the Gemara explains it. See, if it's obvious that the guy made a mistake in the counting, because it wasn't intentional to give that extra money, he made the mistake. We'll see how he made the mistake in a moment. Right? Then you've got to give it back to him. Ve'ilav, and if it's obvious that he can, no ways he could have made this mistake, matana ba'almahu deyaivle. You can regard it if he just decided to be a bit generous and gave you a little bit of a gift. I don't know how that would work today, but you'll see in a moment. So the Gemara says, Echid ami bichdei sha'adah to'ah. The Gemara says, ask the question, what do you mean with the bichdei sha'adah to'ah? What do you mean that the maga makes a mistake? So I'm Rabbi Berad Rav Yosef. He said, "Because beisuriyata v'chumashiyata, if it's in tens or fives." So, what's going on over here? Right. Look at Rashi. There's a long Rashi over here, and he tries to explain. Well, he explains. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe I understood him, but Rashi certainly did a good job explaining. But look at Rashi explains what's going on over here. It's like as im yesh lechel kam le ma'ot ha'ot fot lo tzian asara asara o chamesh chamesh ve'en echad o shnayim ot fot she'en bot lichlal chamesh yesh lomar she'ta'a b'cheshbono. If the mounts aren't multiples of fives or tens, right? In other words, let's say he gave you in coins, I don't know, in 2 shekel coins, I don't know, it's not a good example. But let's say, I don't know, 1 shekel, 20 shekel notes bundled into 100 shekel bundles. Okay, for our purposes. They're bundles of fives or tens. Kudashi says over here that then it was a mistake. In other words, if the amounts were, if the way the counting was done in amounts of tens or amounts of fives, and the excess over here is an amount of a 10 or a 5 or 20 or 40, whatever, it's in round numbers, it's clear the guy made a mistake. If it's just 2 or 3 or 4 prutot along the way, then he intended to just throw it. It wasn't worrying about it. Look at Rashi. Im isuriyata ninu ta'a, if he made a mistake with the tens, bein chamishim la'arba'im, instead of giving you 50 or gave you 40, instead of 40, there was 50, whatever the case was. Ubein abim l'shloshim, right? Ve'im einan isuriyot, v'yesh dan chamishiyot, maybe not tens, but they're fives. Because he says, Rashi, yesh ayu regilin lemanot chamisha chamisha. Some would count them in bundles of fives. V'im ayu otfot harbe kegon nun herak, 55. So ta'a b'isuriyot. In other words, it was meant to be a bundle of 50. And there was a bundle of 55. It's clear there was a mistake. Kede prashinan. V'yesh kan ta'ut. So 50, but diluk echad. So he wanted to do 50s. So he put 10 bundles of fives together. In the one bundle of 50, there was 55. Okay, ubechamesh otfot ta'a. Bain gimel arba, between 3 times 5 or 4 times 5. Or imot fot tetva 15 or kapo 25. Ta'a gimel pa'amim. So he was meant to give you 15 and he gave you 25. So there's that two mounts different or whatever the case is. Or chamesh pa'amim becheshbon shel chamesh or 5 fives. Aval imot fot ala chamishiyot achat or shtayim. But if the bundles were 5 and then he has a 6 or 7 in that bundle and not 10, right? Or gimel or dalil, or this 8 or 9, and not 8, not 10. She'enan magiot lechamesh, lo ta'aklum v'kula matana. Okay, so basically, you need to use a bit of common sense over here. But look at the Tosfot over here on the Amud, the very small little Tosfot at the top of the Amud. Tosfot says, there you're on mute. He says over here, be'isriyata v'chumishata, heim hayu regilin b'chamisha. Look what Tosfot says. They were used to counting in bundles of 5. Kederech she'anu monin echad echad. That we count 1-1. And therefore, Tosfot says, Ledinan, as far as we're concerned, have a bechol inyan b'chdei she'ada'at to'a. Tosfot says, nowadays, when we count money, any amount that's not the amount that he gave you is his, give it back to him. That's called ada'at to'a. When you today lend a guy money, you give him a bundle of 20,000 shekels, there's 100 notes of 200 shekels. If there's 101 notes there, don't think that the guy giving it to you was a generous guy and he gave you a gift to say thank you very much. It was clear that he put there 101 notes. The one note is a mistake. Knock on his door and say, Mister, here's your 200 shekels you lent me. You owed me. I owed to you. Finished. Don't say, I give it to you in bundles of hundreds. And therefore, if it's only 1 out of 100, say, man, so it was a, you know, he was giving me a gift. All right. So I'm going to have Acha Barei Dravid Rav Ashi. So now, on this discussion over here, that it might be a gift, might not be a mistake, right? It might not be a mistake.
Wait,
somebody overpays
you. You have to decide whether you hold by Rashi or
by Tosfot. Right? So, Abraham Achibre, Rabbi Ravashi, the lawyer Yahweh Matanama. What if this is an aggressive guy? He's not a nice guy. This is a loan shark. He doesn't give gifts. Okay? When you go borrow money from him, he's not offering you gifts. Right? So, Amarle, Dilma, Migzal Gazlev, Ivlele Becheshwe. You know, maybe he stole from you in the past, and now this is his way of paying you back. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe this is his way of stealing from you, right? Ivlele Becheshbon. What do you mean, Ivlele Becheshbon? Ivlele, look, there's a Rashi from Baba Kam. He's talking about Baba Kam. He says, Ivlele Becheshbon. Lachazban lakachimenu mekach, ukshnatan lo dami mosifale ma'ota gzaile, Ivlele Becheshbon, shia bush lomar hare gazaltich. The guy once bought something from you and he stole from you, or he overcharged you and you bought from him. And he's embarrassed to say that. So now he lends you the money. He stocks it in a bit. So it's his way of paying you back. He doesn't want to go and admit that he stole from you. So that's Vidatanya. Gomorrah's a bright time. Rabbi Kama. Ha gozeret chaveru vivliyo lo cheshbon yatsa. if you starve from your friend and then you put the money back in a different way, that he you get it back to him. So that's okay. That's called doing tshuva. Yotze. So what's another question? What if the guy you've never met before in your life? So it can't be that that's the case, that he owed you the money from somewhere. Right, so I'm going to deal with it. Maybe somebody else stole from you. And they asked him that one day when he does some sort of finds a way to give you back the money. Okay, anyhow, that's the story. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure if this is a bit of a joke in the Gemara, if this is for real. Be honest. I'm not sure. You know, I've quoted before. Not that I like it so much, but sometimes it makes sense. Professor Moshe Sharon used to say, that the guy, but the Amoraim was in the Beit Midrash, you know, and they're learning the whole day. And the guy makes a joke, and someone wrote it down, and now we're all busy trying to understand it 2,000 years later. I don't know, but this sounds to me like a bit of a joke. All right. Amrav Kana, Havi Yativna Bishale Pirkei to Rav. I was sitting, I came in at the end of the Shir of Rav. Rashi Bishale Pirkei Keshesiyem Lidrosh Bati. I arrived at the end. Velosh Amati Tchilat V'Rav. Never at the beginning. That's always very dangerous, you know, when you arrive at the end of a shir and you hear the end of it and you miss that all the very beginning and then you go out and paskin halacha, right? V'shamat, v'shamit, I heard him say, kari, 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 I said, kari, kari, shamati, doresh, umaskir, dluin, tamid, dluin, pumpkins, or I think normally in English they translate them as gourds, but I don't know, pumpkins, kari, kari, whatever. Is there a difference between a gourd and a pumpkin, by the way? Or is a gourd a pumpkin? Or is a pumpkin a gourd? So someone's saying, yes.
Pumpkin is a type of gourd.
Pumpkin is a type of gourd. Okay. Right. Right. So, kari kari. V'lo yadana b'may kam. I know what he's talking about. Bata dekam Rav. When Rav had got up and left. Right. So, Amri Leyu. I said to the guys in the shir, my kari kari kam. What was I speaking of? He said, kari kari. So, Amri, they said to me, hachi kamar. This is what Rav said. Hi, man. The yav zuze le ginai akari. So a guy who gave is a Rashi in Chulin that says a Ginai is a Mochre Yerek, a vegetable supplier, not a gardener. Right? He gave, a guy who gave money to a vegetable guy. V'kazle asara kare b'nei zarta v'amale yahivne lach b'nei garmida. So normally the price is Rashi yahivne lach, and he said to me, I'll give you off time. You're paying him in advance. Right? And normally a gourd, the size of a zeret. So I thought a zeret was like the size of a thumb, I think is a zeret, right? But I'm not sure. I think a baby finger. I was saying a baby finger. A thumb, baby finger, a zeret. Something like that. Okay, I don't remember what it was, right? So a small gourd. I'm going to eat the garmida. Rashi says, yeah, garmida is a ama. Right? That's this. That's a much bigger, right? Much bigger. So he says, he asked for a zarta, and he offered him, he'll give you a garmida. So yeah, the same thing. Says Rav, itnu shari leitnu asul. If he's got them, no problem. You can do the deal. Look, Rashi, yeshlo begino gedolot pene amai. If he's got amas, no problem. Leitnu asul. If he hasn't got them, then you can't. Look at Rashi. Here says leitnu veodan ketanot ten asul. So the gourds at the moment are small. So the price normally is you paid him a price for small ones. You know, I'll give you big ones, but he hasn't got them. So Gemara says Nupshita. So says Rav Kana. Nupshita is that, isn't that pashut? Ma'aretan, what's the chirush? Gemara says that is a chirush. Kevin demi meile karavu. Since anyhow they're katan gadolie, right? This little one's going to grow. These little gourds are going to grow big. So what do we care? Shapri dami. We might thought that's fine. So even though at the moment they're small gourds and he's charging you for the price of small ones, but he's going to give it to you when they grow big. What's the difference? The big one's going to grow big, isn't it? Kaati, right? Katu, what do you always say, Daddy? With the, you're on mute, right? Yeah, you're on mute. Right, so, Avidi Datu, Avidi Datu, they're going to grow big, right? Kamashva, no, it's not a good answer. It's not good enough. So now, it's a command. So who's the halacha like? It drives benching halacha. Where'd you get this from? He says, Kaitana, like this, the Tanya, haolech lechlovit yetzav. So if you're going to milk your goats, or you're going to shear your sheep, or lirdotet kavarato, lirdot avia, Rashi says, when you take out of the honeycomb, it's called ridia. Now ridia, normally we use the word ridia as a meloch on Shabbos, ridia tapat, right? When you take the bread out of the oven. So in Chazal's time, like if you're going to Jaffa, you find somebody still make it today, that when they make the pitas, they like stick the bread up inside like a kiln. And then when you take it off, That's called Ridiata Pat. We said it's not Melocha. It is Maaseh. We saw it in Hilchot Shabbos. I'm not thinking well this morning. I remember. But yeah, a special type of Maaseh. So the same thing with the Kaver. Same idea. Matzo Chavero. Now his friend bumps into him. Amarlo, Maaseh Ezi Cholevet Macholach. Whatever I'm going to get off my sheep, off my goats, the milk I'm going to give you. Maaseh Rachani. Whatever I get off my sheep, I'll sell you. Or Macholach, it's sold to you. Maaseh Kaverti. Whatever I get off my honey, my beav, Macholach. In a category, it's mutar. Now, he doesn't know yet what he's going to get, right? Look at Rashi. Masha ezi cholevet machol b'chachu v'kachzuz. And he sets a price. Ima atim rav yagiacha. Now, I'm sitting with him. I get now. There's no say. He doesn't know what he's going to get, right? He doesn't know how much sheep wool he's going to get off his goat, how much milk he's going to get out of his goat, how much honey he's going to get. But he sets a price. It's all yours. That seems to be mutar. But Ima Marlo, he said to him, Masha ezi cholev chovot kach v'kach machulach. But if he says, listen, I'm going to give you X liters of milk, I'm going to give you X amount of kilos of wool, or X amount of kilos of honey, sets the price, that's Asur. Why is that Asur? Because he doesn't know what he's going to get. He's getting the main advance. If it isn't enough, he's got to go make it up, right? So essentially, so that, look at Rashi. Yeah, when he said, just gave a random amount, whatever comes off, he says, is yours, that's okay, because he's taking upon himself the loss and the winnings. If he sells a lot, if it's a lot, then he lost. If it was a little bit, he got a good price. If it's more than what the money's worth, there's no ribbit. If it was less, he wasn't going to have done it. But if he sets an amount, for Ozil Gabe, and now, if he, let's say for example, he knows that what it's going to be, so now it could be Asur, because it seems maybe that he's getting more money than what it's worth in advance. I don't know. Afagav, so Gemara says, Afagav the Mele Karavu. Right? Kach v'kach machulach v'asur. So he says, Afagav the Mele Karavu. So he says over here, what was our question? Our question was, who was Rav going like when he said that if your gourds or your pumpkins are there, and they're big ones, you can say, if not, not. Even though it appears over here that these gourds might grow, if he's got them, he's got them, he hasn't got them, he's got them. That's version number one. Verse number two is I'm a rabbi came to be made a karavu shabidam. He says, no, since they're going to grow anyhow, they'll be okay. So there are two versions here to this. Well, on that says, but Hatani, didn't we learn from a moment ago in the Brighter that if he set down an amount, it's Asur, right? Even though he doesn't know what's going to happen. So how can you tell me that the gourds are going to grow, it'll be okay? But here we saw in this story over here that if he's walking to go and shear his guys, he sets a price. We said it was Asur. Maybe there he's also going to, he can just shear a bit more off the animal, maybe. So he says, no, not the same at all. Why hatam lav mine karavu? When he shears the wool or he takes out the milk, that's not what's growing. The wool doesn't itself become more, and the milk doesn't become more, the honey doesn't become more. If he cuts it, he's got to cut others in its place. But hacha with the gourds, minei karavu, they themselves are the ones that become big. Right? So that's what he seems to say. When he takes this one, this is the one that grows. There's not more coming in its place. So version number one tells us that even though you're going to go and you're going to shear and you're going to milk and you're going to go, etc., when you don't know what the amount is, you don't set the set amount, then you can take the loss. So that's why the guy who sold the gourds, if they got big, fantastic. They got small, also good. But once he commits to big ones, it's like the guy who's shearing his goat committing to X amount of wool, or the guy who's milking his goat X amount of milk, or the honey X amount of honey. He's not taking any chances. When you're taking the chance and it can work in your favor, work against you, that's fine. But once you set the big ones, it doesn't work. But the second version of Rav was, and he says, no, this is not like the case at all. Because in our case, these gourds are definitely going to grow big. Now, the same gourds with the milk or the honey or with the wool, you've got to replace them with other stuff to get more. Because Rav Abai says another halacha that a person can say to his friend, hey, lach arba zuzay. achavita de chamra. Here, take this barrel of, take this 4 zuz and sell me a barrel of wine. Right? And look at Rashi add, sheyesh b'yadcha, that you've got. Now, e takfa, Rashi says, if machmet, if it goes off, e takfa b'shutcha, e akare izila b'shuti. So he says like this, I'm buying the wine from you. Keep the barrel in the meantime. If the wine goes sour, it's your problem. I never took over the wine. But if the price goes up or the price goes down, it's mine. In other words, if the as long as the wine is good, I don't care what happens to the price. But if it goes bad, it's yours. I'm not taking it from you if it goes sour. I don't know who'd sell something like that, but I suppose the guy was desperate for money. He says, okay, fine. So I'm going to have Shavi, I'll buy it. So Shavi says to buy it. He says, hi, Karov, le sachar, v'rachok lev sedu. He says, well, wait a second. We said earlier on that if you go and you're going to milk your goats, or you're going to shear your sheep and you're going to get your honey, and you say to the guy, whatever I get, here's the price. So we said that was okay. Why? Because it was equal chance that you might do well, equal chance you might not do well, and therefore that was almost like a bit of a gamble. There was no possibility of ripping over here. He says, but this one over here is Karov Lesachar Rachok Lehefsed. Here, let's be honest. What are the chances the wine's going to go off? Pretty slim the chance the wine's going to go off. There's a greater chance that the wine's going to improve in value. The wine will age a bit, right? I suppose the guy's a winemaker. And we've seen that the shita of the Gemara is that as time progresses, so things become more expensive. So as long as the wine's good wine, he's going to make all money. So this is Karov Lesachar. Look at Rashi. Im Yekari, if it goes up. Rachok Lev said, Im Takva. Right? If it goes bad, Lo Mekabelele, he's not even taking the risk. The Taliv Akir Bepirkin, he says on Daf Ayin, we'll get to it in a couple of Daf. Karov Lesachar, Rachok Lev said, Rasha, the Shakir Ribit. This is taking ribit. The Kevin Da'anu Mekabel Alav Achrayu Tamekach. Since I'm not taking any responsibility for the trade, Nimtza Sha'ein Zemech, not really a mecher. It's not really a sale. Uma'ot Halva'ahein Eitzlo. Now I'm really lending you the money. Ukaribit Aschar Machmat Ribitu. The Karivat Aschar, as it improves in value, Machmat Ribitu. So in other words, what's happening over here? I'm lending you the money. I'm not taking upon myself the chance that it's going to go bad. So it's not really mine. I haven't bought it from you. When you buy something, you buy it with all the risk. And what am I saying? That if it goes down in price, I'm happy to take it. But you know it's not going to go down in price. So really, I'm lending you the money. And when it goes up, you'll sell it or I'll sell it and I'll get more money back. And that's the way I'm going to make my ribit. Everybody with me? Right? That's what he seems to say. So Amar Leh says, no. He says, that's not correct. There's one little caveat over here which changes it from Karov Lesachar Rachok Lev said. And that is Kevin de Makabel alay Zula, Karov leze veleze hu. Right? He says, since he's accepting upon himself, right, the fact that if the price goes down, he'll bear in the losses, it's also Karov leze veleze. Basically, it's Karov lerevach elef. So you're right that if it goes bad, not. But if he would have said, if it goes sour or the price goes down, I'm not interested. If the price goes up, it's mine, that would have been ribit. But once he takes upon himself also that if the market goes down, it's his, and it's only the sour issue, then it's already excluded itself from it. Remember, all these are ribbit to Rabbanans, right? They're not ribbit to writer. So that I think enables him to abaya to make this distinction. Okay, a new Mishnah. Hamavet Chaveru. Now, we've seen these Gemaras before. All these Gemaras we saw in Baba Kama. I think we saw them about Makama. No, looking for Shas, but I don't know. We saw them all. Amalvet Chaveiro. Person lends money to his friend. So the Mishnah says, Lo yidor bechatzero. You can't live in his backyard chinam. Lo yiskor minu b'pachon. You can't rent a house from him for less than the market price. Ibn Ashur ribit. So I'll come and lend you a lot of money, and now I arrive in town, and you say, you know what? I've got a house here. You can stay in my house. I live for free. Or for cheaper, basically, you pay me ribit. Why are you being so nice to me? Because you've got a loan outstanding with me. So I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Yumi, I'm Rav Nachman. So Afabish, Amru, even though, here, is Baba Kama. Yeah, we're Baba Kama Kaf Aleph. Okay, I'm not so clever. I thought yesterday, so I couldn't find the Mishra Shas this morning, right? So I'm Rav Nachman. You see, I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Yumi, I'm Rav Nachman. Afabish, Amru, Hadar, Bechatzir, Chavar, Shlomi, Dato. So we saw him, Rabbi Kama, then we saw, even though you're living in a guy's backyard without his knowledge, you don't have to pay him. And we said that that was a Russia and Midat Stom and everything like that, right? Who chaser? Remember all that sugya, right? He says, "Ano tzrich la'alot lo schar." However, hilvahu v'dar b'chatzero tzrich la'alot lo schar. So he says, "Shavu b'shamru hadar b'chatzir chaver shelo midat ano tzrich la'alot lo schar." That's different. That's over in us. If you're living in your guy's friend, look at Rashi, but become a perek shiny. Then Rashi says it. And we said there in Baba Kamen, that was talking about a yard where the guy was never going to rent it out anyhow. But this guy was looking for a place to rent. So you've got a backyard that you're never going to rent out anyhow. And the guy who's living there was taka looking for a place to live. So he's nehene, he's saving the money. Rabbi Shar nodding his head.
No, I'm just saying it's... goes against, you're basically saying if you have a borrower lender relationship, then anything else the borrower, even unrelated, does something
right. You got to be careful. Once you got a borrower agreement,
against the value of trying to encourage people to help each other out with loans, I think.
Well, helping each other, but I think firstly, you're right in both points. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you, but I think that the reason why this is because we want to encourage people, but we don't want people to use it to exploit the guy. In other words, once you're lending somebody money, so you've got to be with your dai machin kiot ba'olam. You've got to have the cleanest, you've got to be literally a beyond reproach. Once you're lending money, you can't in any way exploit that situation over the guy. It's got to be mamish for the sake of helping
him. I would say the borrower says, you come to town, I have a room. Stay in my room.
Okay, so I'm sure that if you came to town and you stayed in his room for the night, that's not called ribbit. Yeah, we're talking about a guy who moves into he lends a guy money. There was a guy, a very wealthy guy, but he's strapped with cash. He says, "I'll lend you." Now he has a penthouse in a tower in Tel Aviv, and he says, "But I want you're charging there 50,000 shekels a month. I give you for 25,000 shekels a month." That's already. Let me talk about that. I think we talk about a guy staying over in your house. Come over for town and have a cup of coffee or come stay at my house for a night. I think that would be okay. We're talking about
the lender or the borrower?
What?
Who are we talking about? The lender or the borrower?
This benefit for the lender.
No, the borrower, borrows money from the lender. Now it gives the lender the benefit. So the lender's getting paid, ribbit in a sense, in kind, for lending him the money. If the borrower is getting the amount, then that's just extra loans. Then that's just lending and that's being nicer to him. That would make Robert happy. If the borrower was staying in the lender's penthouse in Tel Aviv, he'd be happy. Then he's a good guy. It's the other way around, right? Okay. So after bishamu hadar b'chatzor shem ma'adato ela tzrich la'alot tzachar. But once you lend him money, v'dar b'chatzor tzrich la'alot tzachar. So he says, my commission, what's the chilush? I don't understand. We learned a moment ago. What's the shav? Yosef Bar Yumi telling us. We learned in our Mishnah a moment ago. Hamavet chavero lo yidor b'chatzero chinam. V'lo yizkor medev pachot b'mnei shuhu ribit. What's Rabbi Yosef ben Banyumi? We learned a Mishnah ago. Tell us, Rabbi Yosef ben Banyumi. There's a Mishnah that says this. You're taking that because you're on chidush. So the Gemara says, no. If it was only for the Mishnah, what would I have learned from the Mishnah? Hava amina, I would have thought, hani mili b'chatzer dekaim el agra v'gavre de'avid lemega. I would have thought from the Mishnah that we talk about a situation where you've got a house that you normally rent out, like the way I explained the example, and this is a guy who's looking for a house to rent, and now he rents from you, and you give him and he's looking to rent anyhow, and you've got a house to rent anyhow, and you decide between the two of you to give him a good price. Why? Because he lent you the money, and that's ribit. Abal chatzer de lo kaim el agra. But maybe if you were never going to rent that house out in the first place and you've got a holiday home on the beach and it's not rented out ever, and this guy doesn't need your house, look where Rashi says, he's got other houses, and you said, no, why go to that house? Come stay in my house, and you don't rent it out anyhow, and he's got other places to stay. You might have thought that's not ribbit. Because essentially it's very similar to when you buy from a guy, if he's got it in his shop, you can set the price. If the guy's got a place to live, then he doesn't need your place to live. So It's similar to the idea we thought we had a line of credit. Maybe he's not a line of credit. He needs your money. So he's got a place that doesn't need your black flip. So therefore, it's not really that he needs you and you're doing such a big favor. You could have gone somewhere else. And you weren't going to rent this place out anyhow. So you weren't going to get the money anyhow. So it's nothing, not connected to your loan at all. He says, even so, yes. Even then, it's asur. So the Mishnah would have thought that it's only under certain circumstances. But in others, it wouldn't be interest. The Mishnah, he says, Rav Yosef, no, hitting you with a full book. You can't do it at all. You got a house, and he's got, it doesn't matter. You can't live in his house for a cheaper amount of money. You can come for a cup of coffee. You can stay over the night if you want, but that's it. Right? So Ikadam is another version of the Gemara. Amar of Yosef Ben Yumi, another version of how he said it. Amar of Nachman. Notice that all these are quoting Rav Nachman, eh? We saw over the previous Amud as well. Halal of Halochas and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, all these Halochas, yeah, Rav Nachman is very Machmir. Correct. If he lends you money, right, then Sarich Lot Oschar, right? So now here is a difference. Halivaini. The previous case we said there. He lent you once upon a time. Now, that was the first Shmaita of Rav Yosef Bar Minyu. The first version there was that once he lent you money, now he can't. But here, this is only if it's the condition. He says, Shlomi Dato, Eino Tzricha Lot Oschar. He'll halvini v'dor b'chatzeri. But here, if it's part of the condition, lend me money and go and live in my backyard, Chichalot Loschar. So there are two different versions. The first version was, even if there's no conditions, nothing connected, nothing related, he made you a loan 6 months ago, and you bump into him, now he's, come live in my place, what's the difference? You can't do it. And according to this version, it's only if it was conditions of the loan. Right? So, mind Amar Hilvuhu. So if the guy who says, even if it was just an extraneous relationship, the loan was made 6 months ago or a year ago, and now suddenly you discuss it and he said it was Asur, so Kol Shekein, Halvini, how much more so? He'll say, if there was the conditions, you certainly can't. But Uman Damar Halvini, but the guy, the second version of Rabbi Yosef, of Rabbi Nachman, is only if it was a condition, Aval Hilvuhu Lo, but if it was just, you lent a loan to a guy once upon a time, and there's still this loan outstanding, and now you meet him, and you offer him your house, it wouldn't be a problem. So it would depend, two versions. Version number one is, even if it's not the conditions of the loan, you can't do it. And version number two is only if it's the conditions of the loan. Ma timer, so why not? Says, Kevan demikare lavadate dahachi usfe, late lamba. Because if there wasn't the conditions, you'd enter the money. Then what do we care now? So according to that seems to make a lot more sense, right? In other words, you lend a guy money, very nice. And now you want to be nice to him, very nice. There's no connection. Rav Yosef, so that's, I don't know, if you got a halacha on that, anybody here with a halacha? It would be interesting to hear what the actual halacha is. We haven't discussed that. Anybody see a halacha there? Steve, I don't see.
One who lent money to another may not reside in the borrower's courtyard free of charge, nor may he pay a reduced rate to stay there. Even if the courtyard does not stand to be rented out, and even if the lender does not need to rent a place of residence. If the lender was already living in the borrower's courtyard without paying rent at the time of the loan was granted, even if he usually rents a place to live, he does not have to pay him rent, even to fulfill his obligation to heaven, as the borrower does not suffer a loss. That's the Ramban and Rosh. The Ramban holds that if in that case, there is an obligation to heaven to pay rent to the borrower in order to avoid a hint of interest. If the courtyard was generally rented out, everyone agrees that this is considered a hint of interest.
Wow. So he says that if you were living there, according to the Ramban and the Rosh, if you were living there already beforehand, before the loan, so even Midei Shamayim, you're Naki, and the Ramban more machmen said you've got to still pay the rent because now suddenly it looks like interest. Wow. Okay, Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Takif Avdei De Inche. We see this Gemara as well. This Gemara is also a Gemara by Bakama. Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Takif Avdei De Inche, the Masik Bar Zuzay, Avid Bayu Avidita. So Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Rav Yosef Bar Chi is our classic Rav Yosef. But Rav Yosef Bar Chama, we saw him before, the Zechariah, also with the discussion of him and his son Rava. So Rav Yosef Bar Chama, if people owed him money, he'd grab their slaves and make their slaves work for him until they gave him back the money. Look at Rashi. Right? Machzik ba'avdehem shel ba'alei chovot shelo v'kofam naso melachto, make them work for him. Samar Rav Berei, say, son said to him, my time avid marachi. Father, how are you doing such a thing? Right? Amalei says, anek Rav Nachman svirili. See that? Like Rav Nachman. So we're seeing, I think you're right there, Rav Nachman seems to be more machmir on these things, right? He's the old like Rav Nachman. Damar Rav Nachman, quote Rav Nachman over here, it's a good morning, Gittin. He says, Avda, Nahum Krise Lo Shava, is it even worth the bread that you pay him? With the food that you're giving me, your own slaves are so useless, they're not even worth what you pay them. All right, look at Rashi. Nahum Krise Lechem Achalo. Vareni Zanu Biyom Lachtos. And I'm paying the guy, I'm feeding him. So it's, I'm giving him more than I'm getting. So Amar Le, he says, Amor, Dam Rav Nachman, Kagon, Da Ari Avdei, Da Markad Bi Kochi, Kovi. He says, look, I understand you quote Rav Nachman, but didn't Rav Nachman say that was about a particular Eved? The Ari Avdei, so Ari Avdei, Kachshua, his name was Ari, the Markid Bay Kovi, what was his job? Late Sanaya, he was a clown, he was a joker. Umarakad Bachanyot Shlotjan, he used to go all day long dancing around in the shops, joking so they'd pay him some wine, entertaining people. That wasn't a real Eved, that's not the average Eved. Right? The Amar Bar Katina Amar but with regular Avadim, Rav Nachman said you could just go and chap an Eved because he's not worth anything and therefore you're paying him the money. So Amar Le Anaki Ad Rav Daniel Bar Rav Katina Amar Rav Svirli. He says, yeah, not like Rav Nachman. I hold like Rav Daniel Bar Rav Katina, who's the member of Rav, who said what? Amar Hatokef Avdo Shechaveiro Vasabo Melacha Patur. He says, ye hold that if you take somebody else's Eved and you make them work, you patur. Why you patur? He says, the nichelei, the Lord Nistra Avda. The balabait of Eved is happy with you for doing that. Because his avadim are sitting around doing nothing. Right? Look at Rashi here. Shelo yargil hiyot batel bidatzel. They don't want the avadim to become used to sitting around doing nothing, become lazy bums. So they're only too happy that I'm using the avadim and working. Right? Rashi over here, nistarea tav. Okay, look, there's a Rashi over here. From Baba Kama, they says, Shelo yilamed darchei habatala. It should be kind of this amale. So Rav says to his father, but how do you mean he had the Lord Masik Vezuze? He says, that's all very nice. But that's where they don't owe you money. So you do them a favor. So they're very grateful. But yeah, your purpose of doing this is because you holding their avadim basically is a type of a ransom, right? Till they pay you back. Avamar, but you, Kama, the Masik Vezuze, Michse Karibit. You getting the work from them. And as if they're basically you charging them interest on the outstanding loans until they come and pay you back the loans, you're getting money from them, you're getting charged from them. The Amar Rav Yosef Bar Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Afal pi she'amru hadar b'chatzeru chaver shlomi dato. Even though you're living in your friend's house, ainot tzarich lotos, you have to pay him. However, hilvuhu, this is the first version of the Rav Yosef, right? He says, however, hilvuhu v'dar b'chatzeru, once a guy made a loan, and dar b'chatzeru, tzarich lotoscha, you got to pay him money. So, once there's a loan involved, he says to his father, the whole relationship changes. So maybe you're right that Rav Daniel says the name of Rav, that guys are happy for other people to work their avadim so they don't become used to being lazy. But that's when there isn't a loan in the picture. Once there's a loan in the picture, the circumstances are completely different. And now what are you doing? Look at the answer. Amar le hadrebi. He says, my son, you're right. He changed my ways. And I imagine that he gave back the avadim. Okay, end of Aviyah.